Welcome back to Coach Speak, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening as we wrap things up on this Monday, talking boys golf. And joining us on the line is the head boys golf coach of the Rolling Story Northmen, Roger Twido, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
No problem. Glad to do it.
So as we take a look at this team coming into this 2026 season, bring back some pretty key pieces from last year's team. You do lose your leader in terms of 9-hole average and 18-hole average in Braylon Lutz, as well as Jack Birkeland, who were two pretty big parts of your program the last few years. But you bring back some experienced, now mostly upperclassmen, guys like Hayden Eslick, Ryan Fisher, Hayden Jansen, Jake Knoll, to kind of lead the way for this group going into 2026. And just in the early going, in the preseason practices, just what have you seen, especially from those that are returning varsity guys, and how they have stepped up to the challenge here to start their upperclassmen seasons?
Yeah, I think there's an awful lot of reason to be optimistic. We had a qualifier last week, and 11 boys shot 46 or better at River Bend, and That's some pretty good golf right there. So there's going to be a big battle for the 6 varsity spots.
Yeah, you talk about that big battle for the 6 varsity spots. Who are some guys that we haven't talked about yet that you feel are right there and have a chance to grab a varsity spot here in 2026?
It's kind of up in the air as far as who's going to be able to step up, but I think Evan Beiersdorfer is in the mix. I feel like Wyatt Ramos is in the mix. Tucker Hawkins is in the mix. We've got a couple of freshmen that played really well. Hunter Hill and Ethan Fisher, they're both going to be challenging for the varsity spots. And then there's some kids that are just a few strokes behind them.
And obviously this time of year in Iowa, the weather can play a big factor in days where you can't get out on the course, whether it's raining, whether, you know, the cold is, you know, there's freezing precipitation with the cold, the wind is howling, so on and so forth. And just, you know, trying to fight the elements while getting course time, you know, throughout the preseason. Just how does your group go about that? How they handled that process so far of having to split time between being indoors and the being out on the course?
Yeah, we intentionally did some qualifiers last week, which was pretty early in the season. But we know that Iowa weather can, as you said, get cold, rainy, windy. And so there's no guarantee that you're going to have the opportunity to have a beautiful day like today to do a qualifier. So we try to play when it's windy and cold, rainy, because we know that even at the end of the season, we might run into some of those conditions when we're playing our meets and when we're playing conference and postseason competition as well.
And looking at this schedule to open up your season, you guys begin next week with a meet with Ogden over at Don Williams in northwestern Boone County on April 7th. Follow that up, you guys hit the ground running quite a bit to start the season. You guys have an invite up at Clearing Goldfield Downs at Oak Ridge Golf Course on the 9th. You've got the BCLUW co-ed on the 14th. The 16th, you guys have a home 9-hole meet with Colonesco and Seidel before a big tournament at the Hill Golf Course over in Grand Junction, the Ram Invitational hosted by Greene County. And just looking through the first couple weeks of the season here, once you guys hit the ground running in terms of meet action, just what are some things that you are looking to see progress in terms of the first couple weeks of the season, some areas of emphasis you have just to start this season that you want to see from your athletes?
Yeah, we started off the year really strong last year, and so I'm hoping that we will start the season strong again this year. It's kind of the same stuff every year. It's all about putting, chipping, the short game, trying to keep your drives in the fairway, trying to keep calm when you have a bad shot or you have a bad hole, trying to stay in a good place mentally, taking one shot at a time. Trusting the process and knowing that, hey, you're not a professional golfer, so you're going to have a few bad shots here and there. But if you keep grinding and keep a good positive outlook. You're probably going to play pretty well.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck with your regular season starting next Tuesday at Ogden.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Yep, that was Roger Twido, the head boys golf coach of the Roland Story Norseman here on our Coach Speak program presented by Carl Ottawa Webster City. That'll wrap things up here on this Monday evening. We'll take you to regular programming next here on 95.7 FM.